Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, said persons with flu-like symptoms should get tested at the earliest opportunity.
So for Vincentians, be safe, be smart, hold your corner, especially if you have flu-like symptoms, especially if you're not feeling well. I mean, people are still saying, it's just a cold. Even if you think it's just a cold, please go and get tested, get assessed, and don't panic. At this point, we're going to possibly see a lot of infections, and we're also probably just given the natural cycle of the virus, Johnny. So it's not something that's new. So naturally, the virus is heading, it's taking us into another spike. And that's just the natural way that the virus would flow every 3 month period, or 3 to 4 month period. So this is something that we are already expecting. And it's just that because of the activities that you probably would have exposed yourself to, or the activities that you would have engaged in over the festive season, your chances of getting the virus has definitely increased. And so you need to take those precautionary measures in mind as well.
That was Shanika John, the Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. In the region, with Jamaica's COVID-19 positivity rate now close to 50%, and with hospitalizations again increasing, Dr. Donald Gordon, the president of the Association of General Practitioners of Jamaica, has said a tightening of restrictions should not be ruled out. The Ministry of Health had reported that 769 COVID cases were confirmed from 1,499 samples on Sunday. This resulted in a positivity rate of 48.4%. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 also increased by 14 to 137. Dr. Gordon told Radio Jamaica News on Monday that based on the latest COVID-19 data, the risk of infection had increased. And in the international arena, Australians have expressed anger at facing COVID test shortages and price gouging as the nation battles its most widespread infections yet. Last month, Australia lifted most of its strict domestic restrictions after reaching a 90% vaccination target. But the Omicron variant has fueled a surge in cases, now totaling over 25,000 a day. This has put intense pressure on testing and hospital systems, causing anxiety around the country. PCR tests have always been widely available in Australia, but last week the government began limiting who is eligible to receive them for free. It follows tens of thousands of people spending hours queuing outside testing clinics around Christmas. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.